Thank you so much. That's right. You've tuned in to The Good Stuff.
Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board out of Ballantyne, Nebraska is kind of the world headquarters of the Visitors Promotion Board. But Cherry County is about 4 million acres. Yep, we have more cows than we have people. But that leaves a lot of wide open spaces for you to enjoy the Niobrara National Scenic River. Or maybe out to the Ballantyne National Wildlife Refuge, Merritt Reservoir, International Dark Skies, and lots of camping spots, numerous Airbnbs, 300 plus motel rooms right here in the Old Heart City. Go to visitvalentine.org.
And all aspects of agriculture are covered in the Tri-State Livestock News. Did you know that? Information on grain, forages, sheep, hogs, dairy cattle, new and used farm and ranch equipment, and upcoming ag-related events. That's all part of the comprehensive weekly coverage provided by Tri-State Livestock News. They have daily ag news now available at tsln.com. Check it out. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Thanks to Tracy and the crew up there at Tri-State Livestock News. All right, this is a lesson in self-confidence. Okay?
Oh, very good. That's right. A good lesson.
It's short. So this professor stood before his class of 20 senior organic biology students, which sounds tough to me, about to hand out the final exam.
Ooh.
And he said, quote, "I want to say that it's been a pleasure teaching you this semester. I know you've all worked extremely hard, and many of you are off to medical school after summer, so that no one gets their GPA messed up because they might have been celebrating a bit too much this week. Anyone who would like to opt out of the final exam today will receive a B for the test." Well, there was much rejoicing in the class as 10 students got up, walked to the front of the class, took the professor up on his offer. As the last taker left the room, the professor looked out over the handful of remaining students and asked, "Anyone else? This is your last chance." One final student rose up and opted out of the final. The professor closed the door and took attendance of those 8 remaining students. He said, quote, "I'm glad to see you believe in yourselves," he said. "You get all A's."
You know, it must be a focus of teachers today. Sure. We usually don't coordinate what we're going to be reading, but I have a piece. This is In Memory of Buck Brangle by John Larson, lifting up a teacher. But I think actually this could go for a lot of teachers, and maybe it's a lesson for us to reach out to those special teachers while they're still alive. If a person is very, very lucky, they will encounter that one teacher that makes a connection, one who makes a difference in their lives. I've been truly blessed in my life. Mrs. Anderson in the 5th grade taught me that learning doesn't have to be work. Mrs. Trezona of Spearfish High School taught me, and eventually my daughter, to both fear and love the English language. Mr. Christensen at Spearfish High School taught me that math really does make sense. But there was one teacher who, whether he meant to or not, taught me how to think. He made me learn to see the project, envision the final goal, and then logically see the steps needed to get from concept to finished product. That teacher was Buck Brangle, and the skills and logical thinking that I learned from him, I try to pass to my daughter, and in turn, she is passing them to her children. Years ago, Mr. Brangle brought a computer for me for cleaning and optimization, and while I was giving the PC its initial inspection, I took a moment to thank him, saying basically what I've outlined above, and went on to show how the skills I got from him are what I use on a daily basis in problem diagnosing and repairing of PCs. He looked at me like I just pointed out to him that the sky is blue, and then urged me to refocus on the task at hand, just like in school. It was great. Tomorrow is Mr. Brangle's memorial service. The world is a lesser place without Buck Brangle in it. What I hope for is that anyone who has bothered to read this far will remember that person who made a difference in their lives and thank them for that. I've been truly blessed.
Wrapping up today's programs, I've got some more Mother's Dictionary for you.
These are cute.
Independent. Definition of that, how we want our children to be as long as they do everything we say.
Yes.
Look out. Well, that's when it's too late for your child to do by the time you scream it. Prepared childbirth. Definition, a contradiction in terms.
Correct.
How about a show off? Well, the definition of that is a child who is more talented than yours. And maybe one more of those today. To sterilize. What does that mean? Well, that's what you do after your first baby's pacifier by boiling it, and your last baby's pacifier by blowing on it.
That's so true. That is so funny.
If you have something to share, send it to KimHBurge@gmail.com. Keep listening to your local radio station for more of The Good Stuff.